Welcome back to Mondays with Mike and Mary. I'm Mike.
And I'm Mary.
Here we go with this week's R-squared coaching highlights. I'm going to start with a parade of techniques, okay? You ever wish your buyers would get a clue? Well, there's a thing called a clue report. Did you know that?
C-L-U-E. Yes, yeah. I did.
It's about insurance underwriters. If your buyer has some misgivings about whether or not there have been recent insurance claims, then they can ask the seller for a clue report. C-L-U-E. How about that?
Yeah, I believe.
It's a history of claims.
Mm-hmm. How often? How many? And I believe a seller can request one for free once a year. The buyer cannot request it.
Right.
The buyer has to request it. Yeah.
But it is a way
to
set fears aside.
Yeah, that's a good point. Glad you mentioned it. So speaking of reports, we have a student who recently completed her Elevate. She already was green certified, but she just went to a class to move it up a level and did do so, which kind of created some questions in my mind. I'm thinking, well, I don't know a whole lot about the green certification, and is that a big deal? And what good does that do for our homeowners, our sellers? But it's what a great little listing tool. If you've got green features in your listing, to be able to put that in the MLS, to be able to point that out, to attach the upgrades that make that house more green. And I don't know, just even like general knowledge. I mean, you know, years back, you know, what's the R rating in a normal Midwestern home wall versus basement? You know, what's required? And those standards are constantly moving. And now we're up to an R24 for ceiling insulation, for example, in the state of Michigan. So just knowing all of that just makes us a little bit smarter. Look for those opportunities. And you can even have your own listing energy rated and put that in there as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a clue report.
Get a clue.
How about that?
Be green and get a clue.
Yeah. Hey, I had two Ask the Experts questions about the same thing.
Oh.
Love letters.
Oh, yeah.
They're back again.
Well.
And one happened when a buyer wrote a letter to the seller with the offer saying, "We're unrepresented."
Whoa.
How do you like that?
Whoa.
But the real Ask the Experts question was, I don't want to have anything to do with love letters because of fair housing.
Yeah. And
how do I discourage my buyers from doing a love letter? And the first piece of advice was, make sure if you're the listing agent that you communicate with your sellers in advance about love letters and the current state of fair housing, et cetera.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry for the noise. But here it is. How to discourage buyers. Well, mention fair housing for sure. You've got to call the listing agent. Instead of writing a letter, call the listing agent. Say, what can you tell me that will help my buyers write the best offer? Always send a cover letter with the offer, with their credentials. You know, maybe even get the lender to help you with that. Flip the marketability checklist on its head when you're doing your CTO and get out those competitive offer guidelines and go through them with your buyer. And tell them you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to even recommend that they write one due to fair housing. Because, and here was the smartest piece of advice I thought I heard. You really don't know what may or may not sway a seller favorably toward your offer. The buyer may disclose something about themselves that turns the seller off. You don't know. So you're taking a risk by writing one of those things. So that's how you discourage your buyers from submitting a love letter.
Yeah. You know, if anyone's interested in, though, that list of offer guidelines, competitive offer guidelines, just send us an email, mary@floydwickman.com, mike@floydwickman.com. We're happy to send it out to you. Okay, so here's the, this is the Ask the Experts question. All right, I took the listing. Now I'm going back and I'm going to sit down with them. And somehow I got to convince them to clean it up.
Ooh.
Like it is jam full. So what happened when I listed the property, we walked into the garage. There's no cars that fit in this garage, right? It's a mountain of stuff. And I kind of chuckled and I said something about renting space. And the homeowner said, well, we've already done that. We already removed all kinds of things. So they were instantly defensive.
Where's the flamethrower?
I got the listing, but now I got to go back. Yep. What should I do? What do you recommend I do?
Wow.
So just some great little pieces of advice. Share stats. Show them the stats. Show them competitive properties and how they photograph. You know, in that same price point, four bedrooms, same neighborhood. Let them see how other people have empty bookshelves. Yours are completely full.
This is what you're competing with.
Yeah,
right.
Show them that you care. You know, start on the things that you agree with and let them see you working. Make sure you're sitting down. Make sure you've got good eye contact. And how about this one? Tell them you care so much about them and giving them the right piece of advice and not hurting their feelings that you brought this question to your board of directors.
Hmm.
And eight other people weighed in to help you say this in the right way so that the seller knew you had their best interests in mind. So I guess you could use that technique, that kind of piece of advice for almost any situation you got to handle.
Well, how often do we put ourselves in the position of having to deliver
bad
uncomfortable
news?
Messages,
mm-hmm.
right? What was it Derek taught us at the Business Breakthrough? Here's how you couch it. You know, you say the right thing up front, not with all due respect, sir, which means what I'm about to say is disrespectful.
I hope you don't get mad if I tell you this,
right.
But yeah. So instead, you phrase it, thank you, Derek Palin, in a way that indicates what you want, what you maybe mutually want. I think we both are excited to work together for this worthy cause, and we want to get along peacefully. And then you say what you got to say. Yeah.
And what I like about your Ask the Experts is they got the listing.
Yeah, first take the listing.
Right.
You know, you want to argue about condition, first get the listing signature.
No Siggy?
No money.
Yeah. See you next week.
Love it.